This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
We reached out and we found Theo Lawson. He is the beat writer for Washington State Football and Basketball for the Spokesman Review, and he's on Twitter at @Theo_Lawson_SR, and he joins us now. Theo, thanks for the time, man. Let's just start with the tweet. And does this surprise you that he did that tweet?
No, not at all. If you know Mike Leach, this is kind of on par for him, and he's been spending a lot more time on Twitter during the offseason. This is pretty typical of him, so it didn't surprise me. I think it did surprise a lot of people, which is kind of why it caught national news, but at this point, this is kind of what you get from him. It's the same person on Twitter that you see, you know, during the Monday press conferences, post-game. That is Mike Leach, and we kind of know what to expect from him at this point.
You know, I know the university released a statement on this, and I believe he deleted the initial tweet, kind of just with the backlash that was sent his way. Is this a serious issue at Washington State, or are people just kind of throwing their hands up and saying, what are you going to do? It's Mike Leach.
Yeah, I think this is maybe a little more serious than you know, previous tweets. He's posted before kind of supporting Donald Trump on Twitter, and everyone's kind of aware of that, but this was a little bit different, posting a video that had clearly been edited and doctored and talking about facts. What is a fact? This is maybe a little more serious. And I would expect that someone at the university probably spoke to him about it. And although they don't control his Twitter account, and from what I understand, reading the statement, that they're pretty much okay with him posting what he wants to post, I wouldn't be surprised if someone did talk to him and said, "Hey, you know, maybe watch what you're posting, and try to have maybe a little bit more of a filter here, just because we don't want to get in any trouble. You are the football coach; it is your personal account, but you do use that account to promote the football program." So,
yeah, this is Theo Lawson, Spokesman Review beat writer covering Washington State. Is it done? Is it over? Then is Washington State's statement, that's the end? They're wiping their hands, because a lot of people now. You know, the John Wilners of the world cover this conference. You've got national college football writers that have written some articles. It's picked up steam, and those articles are being passed around. Does Washington State maybe revisit and rethink their position on this, or do you think they've wiped their hands and they're done with it?
I think it's kind of settled for now. But you know, Pac-12 Media Day is coming up, and Mike Leach always tends to be the all-star of that event every year. He'll always find something to talk about. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if it comes back up in about a month or so when we head down to Los Angeles for Media Day. I'm sure all the Pac-12 reporters and national reporters that are down there will want some time with Mike Leach, and they'll want to ask about it and probably ask more about his support for Donald Trump and things of that nature. So I think it'll probably die down here in the next few days, this specific instance, and unless he tweets something else between here and Pac-12 Media Days, I wouldn't expect to hear anything else. I don't think this is probably the kind of attention that the program wants heading into this football season coming up, but it's also something you can't always avoid with Mike Leach as your coach.
You know, we live in a very polarized country right now, kind of one side or the other, and a lot of people just drawing lines, and it's hard to find common ground. I mean, you know this locker room well, covering the team, and obviously this isn't a new revelation. This isn't a secret that he supports Donald Trump, as you're mentioning. He's done this in the past, but does this ever get to the point of having a conflict inside the locker room, in your opinion, or is that overblowing it too much?
Yeah, as far as I know, there's never been anything like that. I'm sure that there are a large number of people on that team that disagree with his opinions and with Donald Trump's opinions. But I've never really seen any kind of conflict inside the locker room. Last fall, I think I do remember seeing a Twitter exchange between Mike Leach and Gabe Marks, his receiver from a few years back, who mm-hmm. Pac-12 all-time leading receiver. They had a little bit back and forth on Twitter for a few hours on a Wednesday night, I think, and that was pretty fun to kind of watch. But I think it was pretty civil, and they understand that they can disagree and disagree politically, but still have a strong relationship. So I think that's probably the way it is with most of his players. That there's a picture of Donald Trump inside Mike Leach's office, so every recruit or current player or coach who's ever walked into Mike Leach's office has seen that, and so Mike Leach isn't afraid to let you know who he supports and what policies he supports. But I don't think it's ever really turned into a conflict. As far as I know, that there could be something else out there, though.
Yeah, this is Wazoo beat writer Theo Lawson, spokesman review. He is our guest. You know, look, it's Washington State. I don't want to go way too into this. It's Washington State football, which sucked for a long time till he got there. So now watching them be competing for, you know, Pac-12 title appearances, playing Apple Cups that mean so much, obviously they value that. But what I am kind of curious about is if a story like this that hasn't quite died, and it may die within 2 weeks until, like you mentioned, the Pac-12 media day, does a story like this add any extra pressure for him this coming season of like, all right, well, if you're going to be a little eccentric and you're going to be doing this on your coaching account, maybe you should be doing this or that? Or does Washington State just say, all right, we dealt with it, we move on, we ignore the noise, and we acknowledge how great of a football coach he is, and if he wins 8-9 games, we're happy?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the beauty of being in Pullman and being at a place where they didn't win bowl games, they didn't win games, and certainly weren't even looking at UW as a competitive game before Mike Leach got there. I think that's kind of why you bring a guy like Mike Leach in, and you know you're going to get between 6 to 9 wins a season, and he's done that consistently. So I think he has kind of almost a free reign over there in Pullman, just because he's been able to win and win consistently, and a lot of things that he does, you know, off the football field kind of go not unnoticed, but you know, they don't really monitor what he does on his Twitter account or away from the field, or a lot of what he says in the media. They don't really try to filter him, just because they know what they have and they don't want to lose him. So I think something like this does die down. You do see fans on Twitter, and maybe they think it's a bit of a distraction that he's, you know, out commenting on Twitter about Donald Trump and this and that, and not focusing on how to win the next Apple Cup. And that's a game that they've lost pretty badly the last 4 years. So you'll see a little bit of that, but then once the season starts and then he's winning games and beating teams he's not mm-hmm. supposed to beat, I think a lot of it dies down and until the next time. So, I think this kind of dies down probably for now, and then we probably see it resurface during Pac-12 media days, and then probably not too much more after that. But this is Mike Leach, and so we're going to see things like this throughout the season. Every week there's going to be something from the press conference that kind of catches the national eye, and that's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Yeah, we've had Mike Leach on the show a couple of times, and he's always a fun interview because you can ask him anything, and next thing you know, 10 minutes go by, and you're kind of wondering, how did he end up here, and like, where did this all come from?
Remember the naked deer mounting story?
Yeah, we asked him a question at one point about social media, and he ended up telling a story about a naked pictures of a player on a deer or something. It's like, where are we going with this, Coach? What's the craziest tangent you've ever heard Mike Leach go on?
Oh, there's so many. Like I said, there's one every week. I do remember I think during spring camp. I don't know how we got to this topic during the post practice interview, in which we started asking football questions and somehow got to him telling a story about tracking a raccoon on his way home. He's kind of known to walk to and from work from his house in Pullman. I think it's about a 3 mile walk each way, and I think it was snowing one night, and he was walking back from work and he found a raccoon and tracked the raccoon all the way back to where the raccoon was living, and just because he was curious about where a raccoon would live. And so I believe he tracked a raccoon all the way home and then went back to his home. So he told us about all these animals he sees on his walk to and from work, and that was a pretty interesting one. There's so many, I could probably give you a list of 20 now.
God, he's such a different dude. I am curious football-wise, and I'd love to catch up with you down the road once the season gets closer and closer and we get into fall ball. Who's the quarterback right now? The unfortunate incident that happened with the program just post the season. They don't have Luke Falk. Who is the projected quarterback for Washington State?
Yeah, and that's even a question I can answer right now. There's going to be three guys coming into fall camp who really are, I think, kind of even as far as the starting quarterback job goes. That's going to be Anthony Gordon, Trey Tinsley, who have both been at Washington State for 3 years. Both originally came from junior colleges and really split up the reps during spring camp, and kind of both had their days, but one didn't really pull away from the other at any point during spring camp. So I would say they kind of came out even after spring camp. And then Mike Leach brought in a transfer from East Carolina, Gardner Minshew, who had initially committed to play at Alabama and was probably going to have to be their third stringer there, and then got an opportunity to come over and play at Washington State. So he started some games for East Carolina last year, and that's someone who has Division I experience, who's played in games, and he'll be the only quarterback on the roster who's played FBS games. So I think that's going to mean a lot. But at the same time, he only has about a month to really learn the offense. And I know he's been learning it back home in Mississippi. He spent some time with Hal Mumme, who is obviously pretty close with Mike Leach and the area offense. So I think he'll know a little bit more, but he'll only have a month from August until the first game to really settle in and know the players and kind of get to know the system and try to win that job. So as far as experience, I think he probably has the most, and I would probably project him to win the job just because of that experience. But the other two, I think it made pretty good strides throughout spring and obviously know the system, know the players. They're pretty well respected in the locker room. So I think it'll be a battle that could come down to the last week. And I think we could see some combination of different guys play in the season opener at Wyoming until they find a full-time starter.
Well, I saw your tweet. This comes out from Mike Leach while you're on vacation. That's a hell of a way to say, hey, Theo, it's time to go back to work and not vacation anymore. It's crazy, but it's Mike Leach, so I guess we should expect it. Good stuff, man, and thanks for coming on. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Yeah, it's never dull. Thanks a lot, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.